Well, Oklahoma finally got some very much needed rain. So, Kim, how's that going to impact farmers?
Well, it's going to let them sleep at night, for one thing. They finally will probably have some commodities to sell. Now, they'll need a follow-up of rain. It's both good for the wheat producer and then producers waiting to put that corn in the ground. It's going to give them some moisture to do plant the corn, the grain sorghum, maybe soybeans, cotton a little later if we can get some more rain down in southwest Oklahoma. But it's sure going to let them sleep.
All right, so let's just jump right into the prices. What's going on with wheat?
Well, if you look at wheat prices, we can go back to early February. Prices were around $7.50. Before the war started, they got up to just above $8. After the war, they went from $8 to $11.50, and then they came back down, you know, to near $9 and back up. And they seem to be stabilizing right above $10 a bushel. Now, on wheat, you also had a change in the basis. Now, these are the harvest prices, not the nearby prices. This is for what they can sell 22 wheat for. That basis was 25 cents off the July contract price. After we got into the war, about a week into it, that basis dropped from a minus 25 down to a minus 85. In other words, took 60 cents off of that price. It's now gained up to about a minus 65, you know, picked up about 20 cents. But the elevators are taking risk protection with the wheat prices.
So what about corn and soybean prices?
Well, corn prices, that basis has been a steady 25. Now, this is for the harvest 22 prices. You look at the price coming in from early February to February the 21st. A small increase in corn prices there. Since the 21st of February, we picked up corn prices from about $5.75 forward contract for harvest delivery up to $6.40. Looks like it's still trying to go up and maybe stabilizing around this area. You look at soybeans, again, that basis stayed 75 under that November contract. You had a big increase from about $13.60 up to $14 before February the 21st when the war started. And that's because the Brazilian crop, the estimates kept going down. Since then, we dropped off right after the war started. Then we came back up. It seems to have stabilized right around 14, 13.50 to 14 there, but not much impact from the war.
And we can't forget about cotton. So what's going on there?
Well, I don't think the cotton's being impacted any at all by what's going on in Ukraine. Early February, $102 a hundred weight there, dropped off to 100. It's up to around 109 now. And I think that's just a pure world demand for cotton phenomena that's wanting cotton all the way out into harvest.
And you know, the big question that you're just hearing around the state is when are prices going to break?
That's the question for producers and nobody knows. I think the prices are finding a location and an area that they're stable and comfortable with. But as you know, things can change relatively fast. Now, next week, the USDA is going to release the seedings report. One analyst released some early estimates. They had total wheat planted acres at 47.5 million acres. Those are what the market's expecting. It could cause some changes, but I think the major factor is what's going on over in Europe and Ukraine.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.